All right, we are in Parsha Vayeshlach. After the whole meeting with Esav and the whole story of Dina, Yaakov continues to travel. And in Lamed Heichad it says like this: Vitamat Devora Meneket Rivka. Devora died. She was the wet nurse, or maybe the nurse who. The just regular, you know, housekeeper of Rivka. Vatika ver mitachat lebeit el. She was buried underneath or by a place of Beit El. Tachat ha'alon, underneath a tree. Vayikra shemo alon, bachut. And that tree was called bachut. What does bachut mean? What's the root of that word, bachut? Yeah, something to do with Bechi, or crying. So, it's kind of a crazy thing. We know nothing about Devora, this person, who brought up Rivka. The only reference, really, we have, or it's very rare, you know, we have not much about her life story. All we know is that she brought up Rivka. Devora. What?
And that she's dead.
And that she dies, and they name a tree after her, caring so much about her, and yet we really know very little, a little about her. Rashi fills in some of the blanks, so he asks the question: Ma'inin Devora b'Beit Yaakov? Why are we suddenly mentioning Devora? She brought up Rivka, which is Yaakov's mother. Ella lefishamar Rivka liYaakov, v'shilachti v'kachtich misham. Since Rivka said to Yaakov, "I will send you." And you'll go over there. You'll go to Laban's house. Shalcha Devora Itzel. She also sent Devora alongside it. L'padaman aram letzeit misham. U'meita b'derech. And that's where she had died. Where Devora had died. And he gets this where Rashi actually cites a source for this idea. He gets it from Rabbi Moshe HaDarshan. He quotes this book, the Rabbi Moses the Darshan, what provides a lot of interesting information, mostly. I always see him mentioning him having to do with Hebrew, like where the root of words are. But every so often, he'll like fill in some of the blanks. Where does Devora come from that it would be relevant to say anything about her in reference to Yaakov traveling? So that all is very interesting. We still don't really know too much about her. So it's a very fascinating story, meaning it's just one line. This Devora character sounds quite important, important enough they would be mentioned in the Torah, and number two, that there's actually a piece of land or a tree named after her, so apparently she was an important figure, and yet we really know nothing else. This is like one of those things where the reader of the Torah might already know the history of Devora, and all we need to do... If we were to understand the story, we would have to just know the information that was assumed knowledge at the time of the giving of the Torah. It's I don't know if you call it frustrating, maybe. Here's what Shadal says. So it says that Devora died. Kvar halcha mecharan le'eretz Kanan im Rivka, meaning she had already gone back to Eretz Kanan with Rivka. Where do we see that? In Chaf Dalad Nun Tet. Let's see what he's referring to. Chaf Dalad Nun Tet says like this. This is all the way in Chayisar. Chof Dal Nun Tet says like this: Yishalchu et Rivka Achotam that minikta. It mentions a wet nurse of Rivka, who, right, in the context of being married off to Yitzchak. So, who gets sent along with Rivka? Her wet nurse or her nurse or whatever it is. It's really interesting. Right, so that mentioning of some kind of nurse there is now being mentioned to close the loop, I guess. Okay, Venira says Shadal. It seems like Ramban says Shekvar Chazar La Arta, Ubensoa Yaakov Halchai Mo Lirot Et Rivka. So what was she doing? What was she doing traveling with Yaakov? Right, Rashi said that she had traveled with Yaakov because Rivka, when Yaakov was running away, sent him along. Right, Rashi had filled in that blank. Shaddai is going in a different direction, like Ramban. That what? She wanted to go check out Rivka. How is Rivka doing? And so therefore, she stuck it out like when Rivka gave birth to Yaakov. And Yaakov married Rivka and Leah. So Devorah, the nurse, was following along in their lives and wanted to know how they're doing and was constantly, checking in. V'amnam. Okay, so that's interesting. So meaning the point is that Devorah was constantly involved in their lives because she was always checking in on them and wanted to make sure, see them succeed. Okay. V'amnam ha-to'elet b'sipur hazeh. The point of this story then. L'lamdeinu, to teach us an important lesson. And again, Chazal doesn't usually do this. Like, it tells us a lesson, right? But so he makes it explicit here. Mida tova, a great and important character trait. L'chabed gam hamineket hamishtadelet begidul hayonek gam achar shegadet. That you should give respect. We give respect to our parents. They brought us up. It's also important to give respect to those who were hired and are interested in our lives, the babysitters and things like that, to give them respect, if those are the people who are following after our lives and making sure and interested. So we should give respect to those people as well. And not only that, but think about Devorah's life story as far as we know. She went from Haran, which is where she was originally the nurse, and then continued on and went to Eretz Canaan with this whole family to check out how they're doing. She went with Rivka, at least that's what we know, all the way above on Chavdal and Nintet, when Rivka was being married off to Yitzchak. And this crying, of her, either because of her death or, her worry or concern after this family, and naming that sadness of her death, maybe, on in this tree, calling it Bachut. That's a sign that they gave her tremendous respect. She wasn't a Jewish lady, presumably, but she was a good person and an important part of their family. They gave her respect in her life and gave her a honor in her death. Mida keneged mida. Minikot chavivot etzalak anmonim. We know that wet nurses and nurses were beloved by ancient people, and he says that Virgil mentions his nurse that he grew up with in his writings, and he actually quotes it here. I can't read it. It's in, I guess, I don't know, Greek or Latin or something. And then he mentions...
Does it have it there in Greek and in Hebrew? Or?
But no, it's written, I guess it must be a Latin translation. But he knew all these different languages. He does have Greek here. But it's interesting stuff. That is the story of Devorah according to Shaddal, just based on those two psukim that we have in all of Tanakh. Who else do we know is Devorah in Tanakh? She was a prophetess, Shofet, in Shoftim. And she fought wars. And she was the Devorah of Shoftim is a very interesting lady. Seemingly no connection, but you have to ask. The same name? Same name, two very different types of people. What's going on there? I wonder if there are midrashim about this. But anyway, Shaddal stepping out from his normal, just pshat-based, or perhaps, I guess this is based on pshat, but just trying to figure out words or to figure out geography or what's going on in the story, says that the reason why this line is mentioned here is to tell us to have respect for those who helped raise us and those people who are interested in our lives. So maybe you have a favorite teacher who always asks your parents, how's Blank doing? How is he doing? I've had teachers that, checked in on me also in my life. And so it's like, give respect to those people who are involved in our lives and care about us. Shkoyach.